Hello.
Hey, Andrea. It's Rosemary from Family First. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
I'm good.
All right. Let me know what's going on. You said that you were trying to reach me.
Yes, I just tried to reach somebody because my phone, I don't know what happened, but I went to pop in the other day, and at first the email was popping up, and then I'm only supposed to put my password in. The email was popping up. I was supposed to put my password in, and I started trying to put my password in, and it won't let me literally put any numbers or numbers at all. Like, nothing pops up to the keyboard. So I tried literally every day, and now, after the day, now the email does not pop up, and I put a password in to talk in and out now. So I've been doing the timesheets, but I want, you know, them to know that. And I also want to let them know that today, I was still with my dad with the paper, but he was actually at the hospital getting work done today. So I just want to let them know he did go to the hospital to get heart work done.
Okay, but he was a scheduled procedure, to get the blood work done?
No, he had a special appointment for today for that, but pretty much they had a shot heart.
Okay, but this means that he doesn't have to be admitted at all, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, he turned out good, so they actually released him around 1:30. So he's still with me, staying with me, but I just wanted to let, you know, them know that he did have something done with his heart, because they tried to call him, and he went to hospital when they tried to call.
Okay. No, I got you. When it's like a type of scheduled procedure, that's fine. Services still count. You're still working. The thing is that if he is admitted, that's like when the services stop and everything.
Oh, right. Yeah. But he's not. Yeah. Right now they're saying that he could. He just had to get the shock on his heart, and everything should be good after that. So I have to see them back till April.
Okay, Andrea. So let's do something. I have here, let me see, Andrea, Dempsey, and your email is dempseyandrea13@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm resetting the account. You will receive a temporary password on your email so that you can use on the clock in and the clock out.
The only thing is there any way, because I'm not getting, that's what I'm saying, my email's not even popping up. Is there any way?
The problem is with your email, right? The problem is with your email then, right?
It's a problem with email's not popping up, even let me, you know how the email pops up and underneath it says password? My email's not popping up at all to where I can't even put an email in. I can't type. Like, I can send you a video of what I'm talking about or you know, the job, but regardless what I do, when I go to push the keypad to put the numbers or the letters in, no numbers and letters come up is what I'm trying to explain.
Okay, but it's in the app, the HSA app, or in the email app? I'm trying, to
no,
make sure.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what app. There's no
numbers. Oh, your phone.
Letters. Yes, there's no numbers and letters coming up regardless what I'm doing.
Okay, I got you. Every day you use on your phone, I guess that this was supposed to be a great travel, okay? So, let's do something in the meantime, okay? So, please, at least right now, we're actually close payroll, for the last days. Let me see. We close payroll, so you will see incomplete payment as of the 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because they are missing the clockout for the same reason. So as soon as you get a chance, maybe from another phone number that you will be able to, I don't know, are you using any other number to text or something?
Well, I'm using my daughter's phone right now.
Okay.
So now I'm using her phone so I can call you, because I have no numbers. No letters will pop up on my phone. So when I go to put in, HOPE, nothing pops up to put the HO nothing. I don't know why.
Okay. So, I'm going to send you the timesheet link on your daughter's phone number, okay? So that you have a way to fill your hours in. At least we gotta make sure.
I've been clocking in. That's not what I'm saying. I've been clocking in and out through a timesheet. That's what I'm telling you. I can't do it on my phone. Is what I'm explaining.
No, I know. But I mean, the act of clocking in and out is using your phone. You know, If you are doing only timesheets, that's not clocking in and out. You're filling a timesheet. What I mean in this case, you're still working. That's fine. But the thing is, like, do you have the timesheets link so you can send me those hours, at least the ones that are ending on last Sunday, because we're closing payroll. That payment you will receive this Friday. So, like, in order for you to get a whole payment.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just want to know, like, how do they want me to do it? There's only a timesheet that I've been doing. That's all I have. I can't push nothing on my phone. So I don't know what
I know. In the meantime that you get your phone fixed, you will send timesheets, okay? We'll give you, like, 2 weeks. That's fine. In this case, where do I send you the timesheet link? Because you had the link on your phone. You said you're using your daughter's phone, so can I get the number?
Hold on, I'm trying. Yeah, 215-787-8367.
Okay, 215-787-8367, so... Okay, Andrea, I just sent you on this phone number that you provided me, the 215-787-8367, the timesheet link. So you have a way to fill the timesheet and send it to me, okay? That way we can make sure of having you paid for the hours that you don't have a clock in and a clock out, okay? At least, most urgently, I need the ones for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday.
Yes, because they are from last week pay. Those are the ones that we are going to pay you this Friday. So it's like a hurry thing.
Work every day. How am I not getting a pay for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? I'm confused why I'm not getting a full pay.
Okay, because there is not a clock out on Friday, there is not a clock out on Saturday, and on Sunday there is not a clock in or a clock out at all. I see fully registered everything until Thursday.
Yeah, that's because I couldn't type it in like I'm explaining, but I still worked a whole week. So that's why I'm confused why I'm getting paid 3 days.
Yes, the thing is, like, if you're using the app to clock in and out, that's the proof that we got in order for us to have you paid. If you're clocking in and out, I mean, you're using, no, I'm lying. You're using the patient's line?
No, I use... Fine. I throw out timesheets every time that I don't clock in and out.
Okay, but I don't have those timesheets. That's the thing, you know? Where are you sending them through?
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out as well. So normally when you're clocking in and out, you're using Robert's phone.
Because I'm not going to buy, I just had to buy another phone for this reason. I'm not buying another phone, so I don't know what they want me to do with this.
No, let me clarify a little.
No, but I'm saying, they can see the phone, see that I can't type it in, but I'm not. I don't even care if it's 2 weeks. I'm not buying a new phone just for work. I'm not doing it.
No, I don't mean that. I didn't see that you were actually using, I mean that you were clocking in by a call, you know, because there are two methods to clock in and out, okay? First one is Mr. Rover's line, the 1-267-255-5882. You call, you press 1 to clock in, you put your code, and, like, pretty much that's, like, the whole process even when you clock out, you know? That's the first method. The second method is you using an app on your phone. I thought that you were using the app, you know? That's what I thought.
Well, that's usually how I clock in and out, is on the app.
I don't see like an app linked over here. Let me see also something here. Maybe that's why it's not even showing, you know?
Because I'm like, that makes no sense that I've been getting a pay and they're going to say that I had no clock in and out. I've been getting a pay every week except for the past couple of days I can't clock out.
Yeah, the only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those are the days that this is starting having the problem with the clock in and clock out. Okay, so I send you a timesheet link on the number that you provided me that works good. I suppose that's your daughter, as you said. And fill it out and send it to me. I will receive it directly. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I can have it processed. And in the meantime, we'll figure it out. Because, I mean, if you're using the app, it's not letting you use it. You can use the mobile, the page. I mean, Robert, does he have a landline, I asked you?
He has just a cell phone.
Only has a cell phone. Okay, so it almost only be the app right now. Okay, so... Okay, so by now, send me the timesheet, the most urgent one, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And at the end of the week, you know, every week is Monday to Sunday. You send me the whole week timesheet, okay?
Hold on, so are you telling me I'm not going to get a pay at all this week?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the most urgent timesheet that I need...
Three times for me. If they do that again, I'm switching companies. I'm not doing that again.
No, what I mean in this...
That's bullshit.
What I mean in this case is first, I need a timesheet urgently for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay? That's when... That's the point where I see that there are no clockouts registered at all. Okay, so
yeah.
I need you to send me that timesheet. That's like the most urgent one that I need you to send me. Okay, then for this current week that we are right now, because you know we pay a week over, you will send me at the end of this week, maybe by Saturday, Sunday on the weekend. You fill the timesheet and then for this whole week, current one. Send it to me so I can have it processed, okay? So we can have your hours for short, okay?
I guess. I don't know. I'm still... I understand half of it. I don't understand half of it. So I guess I'll just take it day by day and see what happens.
Yeah, send me the time sheet for the past days, okay? Since Friday,
yeah.
The 6th. Okay, so we can have it... everything on track and have everything in, your hours in, because if the app is failing because your phone is causing you trouble, the clockings will not be registered for the same reason, you know? So, yeah, send me the timesheet as soon as possible, at least the one for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, okay?
Alright, thank
you. No problem, man. You have a good one. Take care.
You too.
Alright. Bye-bye.